Previously on Chastity. Touching myself like this feels so wicked, but so good at the same time. I can see why earthling women enjoy doing this so much. Greetings. I apologize, but...
Oh. Hey, my name's Alexandra. I'm here to show you around.
Chapter 1, Episode 3.
So, are you ready? It's a pretty small campus, but we should probably get going if we're going to... Hey, what's going on? Why'd you toss me on your bed?
You came at just the right time, Earthling male. I was in the middle of exploring the sexuality of your species. And you will be the perfect subject to help me continue my... experimentation.
My species? Earthling male? What are you talking about? Is this some kind of joke, or... You're a...
Yes, Earthling. A visitor from a far-off planet. An alien, I believe, is the term you use. And now that you know my true nature, we can move on to more pressing matters.
Oh God, this can't be real. Wait, what? Hey, what are you doing down there?
Ooh, how interesting. It seems this rough treatment has already made you aroused, Earthling. Yes, your male anatomy is quite erect, and you appear to be sufficiently prepared to engage in sexual intercourse. No need for... what is the word? Ah, yes. Foreplay. Yes. Your human manhood is filling me. Filling me quite nicely. Yes. Very good. Your body is mine, Earthling male. Do your best to pleasure me, and know that you will not leave this room until I am fully satisfied. That feels wonderful. Make love to me, Earthling. Show me all of the carnal pleasures of your planet, and use your Earthling anatomy to make me come.
Did I get the right room? You are Cherry, right? Hello? Why is she just staring at me like that? Oh, jeez. Do I have something in my teeth?
Oh, I am sorry. I was lost in my thoughts for a moment there. Yes, I am Cherry. And you said your name was...
It's Alexandre. Very nice to meet you. So, are you ready to go see the campus?
My apologies, Alexandre, but you caught me in the middle of unpacking my belongings. If you would allow me a few minutes, I will be with you shortly, and we can begin the tour. Is that an acceptable plan?
Is that... yeah, sure. I'll just wait out here till you're ready.
Excellent. Your patience is much appreciated. Oh, my. Those images I saw in my mind when looking at that earthling male. Oh, I've never experienced such vivid fantasies before in my life. They did tell us back home that such things might happen, but I never could have imagined it would be so overwhelming. My goodness, how long did I stand there staring at him? I can only imagine what he must think of me.
Oh, she's gorgeous. What's a girl that beautiful doing at this third-rate university? Okay, Alex, calm down. You can do this. Don't get all tongue-tied like you always get around pretty girls. I mean, not like you have a shot anyway. A girl that amazing would ever give someone like you the time of day. Especially if she found out about...
Alexander! Hey, did you get a chance to meet your new freshman buddy yet?
Hey, Anita. Yeah, she's getting ready now. Should be out in just a minute.
So, what do you think? Cute, right?
Oh no. Don't tell me you're going to try to play matchmaker again. Seriously, Anita?
You want to try that again? How about something a little more like, thank you, Anita? You know how many guys would have crawled through broken glass to be the one I chose to show that foxy redhead around? But I specifically made sure she got paired with you. That's just the kind of good friend I am.
Ah, jeez. Well, At least you could have warned me. She was so... well, you know. I might have gotten dressed up a little better.
Come on, don't be so nervous. I bet the two of you will totally hit it off if you just loosen up a little. Or were you planning to spend your sophomore year here with as many dates as you did your freshman year?
I've been busy in the lab, that's all. We're doing some important work down there. Haven't really had time for that sort of thing.
Uh-huh. Well, if I were you, I'd keep quiet about all of those nutty experiments you and that crackpot doctor have been conducting. Don't want to scare the poor girl too much on her first day. Oh, and just one more thing. It's...
What is it? What aren't you telling me, Anita?
I shouldn't say anything. Cherry's personal business and all that. Just try not to act too grossed out if you end up seeing her naked. Anyway, lots to do. See you around, Alexander.
Seeing her naked? Wait, what? Hey, Anita, get back here! Why would I be grossed out to see her naked?
Who is going to be naked?
Ah! Nobody! Nothing! It's just a joke that Anita was telling me, that's all. Wow.
Is something the matter, Alexandre?
No, nothing's the matter. It's just that I really like your outfit. Looks really good on you.
Thank you very much. These articles of clothing were passed down from my grandmother. I believe the style is called Rock the Billy?
Rock the... Oh, I think I know what you mean. Looks like some of the stuff they wore in that old movie. Grease.
You are familiar with that piece of cinema? Oh, it is one of my most favorite pieces of entertainment from your country.
Yeah, I used to watch a bunch of those types of movies back when I was younger. Grease and Mary Poppins and Singing in the Rain.
Yes, so many classics. They certainly do not make films like that these days, do they?
Definitely not. Those old classic musicals were all so... jeez. I could go on about movies all day if you let me, but we should probably get going if we were going to see the whole campus today. What do you want to see first?
You are intended to be my guide today, are you not? I will leave our plan of navigation entirely up to you, Alexandre.
Sure thing. Let's head outside, I guess. I'll give you the general layout and we can go from there.
Sounds like a well-thought-out plan. Lead the way, Alexandre.
Sorry if this comes out wrong, but the way you speak and what you said about my country, I'm guessing you're not exactly a local?
Your guess is a correct one. I am originally from Newfoundland.
Canada? Really? That's,
something wrong?
No, it's nothing. Just surprised you would want to come all the way just to study here, that's all. That's a Canadian accent? Never heard one that sounded like that before.
Feels good to be outside again. Breathing in this amazing earth atmosphere. And now I can get a better look at my tour guide in the sunlight. Quite a handsome earthling. Perhaps not as bulky as some of the other males I've seen since arriving on this planet. A bit on the slender side, actually, but that tan skin tone of his, those deep hazel eyes and curly brown hair. Yes. He might do quite nicely as one of my first test subjects.
ETU's not too complicated once you've been here a little while. Dreyfus Hall is pretty much right in the middle of campus, so it's real easy to get anywhere else from here. To our left, you can see all the other dorm buildings. Over that way are the lecture halls. Go a little bit further past the statue over there, and you'll run right into the science labs. Might end up spending a lot of time there, depending on what your major is. Have you decided that yet?
Oh, no, I have not yet determined the focus of my studies. I plan to spend my first year experiencing a broad array of subjects and then see what particular field of knowledge is the most compelling.
Yeah, probably a good idea for freshman year. There's lots of ways you can go at ETU. A lot of interesting fields you can major in. We've got a great English department, an excellent computer science curriculum. Oh, and our film studies program is one of the top rated in the area.
Ah, is that what your chosen field of study is, Alexandre? Film studies? Do you hope to make movies like those classics we were discussing before?
Oh, not really. I'm majoring in... something else. Anyway, over that way are the football field, basketball courts, and gymnasium.
Ooh, I would very much like to see the areas of athletic competition. We should go there first.
Sure, I guess we could. Might be a couple guys out practicing on the field that we could watch for a bit, if you like that sort of thing, I guess.
So... Alexandre, are you originally from this area?
Mm-hmm. I grew up in a small town just about 50 miles from here.
That must be nice. Easy for you to pay visits with your family when school is not in session.
Yeah, I think it's been hard on my mom since I went away to college, having the house all to herself. So it's good to be able to stop by and see her every so often.
She is alone. What about your father?
He left before I was ever born. Mom never really talked much about him. She didn't even keep any pictures of him around the house, so I don't even know what he looked like. I didn't want to pry, but from what little she said, it sounded like things didn't end well between them.
Oh, my. I apologize for bringing up such a personal subject.
Nah, it's okay. Me and Mom got along just fine on our own. Besides, it's not...
Hey, Space Ace!
Say hi to the little green man for us!
Are they talking to us?
It's nothing. Just ignore
better
them.
Watch out, Red. He gets you alone, he might try giving you an anal bro.
What a nerd!
An anal... Oh my. Do you know those particular athletic gentlemen?
No. It's... Okay, fine. I suppose you're going to find out eventually, so I might as well tell you. My major is... Well, here's the thing. They just started the department a few years ago, and I know that a lot of people don't think it's a valid field of study, that it's all just a bunch of pseudoscience and crackpot theories, but the data's out there. It really is. If you could just see the things that Dr. Feinstein has shown me, it's so obvious that the truth has been right in front of our faces for a long time,
but... You are confusing me, Alexandre. Please, slow down. What is it you are trying to tell me?
My major is... exobiology. It's the study of extraterrestrial life.
Oh, Sulliker. Next time on Chastity. I need to get out of here as soon as possible. If he figures out who I really am.
Unless I miss my guess. At this moment, there is an alien visitor right here on the EDU campus.